For about $8.5 billion, Amazon has acquired this. The Roaring Lion of MGM is the symbol of a Hollywood studio with an enormous library of films and TV, ranging from Singin' in the Rain to the Bond films.
Bond. James Bond.
We are now going to discuss this with a very important correspondent, and perhaps we should let you introduce yourself, correspondent.
Del Barco. Mandalit Del Barco.
Okay, good. Very well. Thank you very much. So what's this deal about?
Well, you know, Amazon needs to compete with the likes of Disney, which had a really successful launch of its streaming platform, Disney Plus, and also Netflix, which continues to spend billions of dollars every year producing original content for its streaming platform. So an easy way for Amazon to grow is to buy, to acquire.
Sure.
So, you know, Amazon's reportedly spent $11 billion last year in 2020 on buying movies, TV shows, and music for Amazon Prime. So you can see how important their content is to their service. Amazon also includes a streaming site, Twitch, Audible, and Amazon Studios. They have all their groceries, books, and all that other stuff that we've been buying during the pandemic. And now they have this storied Hollywood movie studio, too.
I'm glad you point out storied, because this is a studio that's been around for generations, and there must be generations worth of films in the vault.
That's right. Well, you know, MGM is very historic, as you know, and its studio has a library with over 4,000 films. They have everything from Singin' in the Rain to Silence of the Lambs to Poltergeist, RoboCop, and Rocky, and big films that are coming up that will now be under the Amazon banner include House of Gucci, Respect, the Aretha Franklin movie, and No Time to Die, the next James Bond movie. But that big star in the library, of course, is 007. It's not clear if the family that controls 007 franchise is going to give that up, but we'll see what happens with that.
So that I understand the economics, is it as simple as this? Amazon Prime is paying people to put movies on Amazon Prime, and now it doesn't have to pay for these 4,000 films. Amazon is going to pay itself.
Yes, that's right. You know, MGM has a television catalog too, and that includes 17,000 TV shows. Among the most popular is The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Vikings. And television has gotten really competitive this last year with so many deals happening, especially in the last few weeks with AT&T spinning off Warner Media and merging with Discovery.
Is this then a larger trend? Studios, like so many media companies, that media companies in general just feel they have to be bigger and bigger to compete with competitors that are bigger and bigger.
That's right. I mean, like I mentioned, you know, Disney Plus, Netflix, the streaming sites are very, very big players in Hollywood now. So, you know, here's Amazon coming in and they're going to get this huge library. MGM is 97 years old, the studio. It's collectively won more than 180 Academy Awards, 100 Emmys.
Got to stop you there. Mandalit, go have a drink. Shaken, not stirred. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.